Today's Between Master and Disciples, a New Year of Compassion, special message from Supreme Master Qinghai, will be presented in English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech Slovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. On New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2011, Supreme Master Television was honored to invite Supreme Master Qinghai to share a message via video conference to the audience throughout the world and universe. Graciously expressing her heartfelt wishes for an auspicious new year, Supreme Master Qinghai reminded all beings that we are all connected and must therefore renew our aspirations toward loving actions and noble ideals. We now invite you to watch the rebroadcast of the live conference entitled A New Year of Compassion, Special Message from Supreme Master Qinghai, which took place on Saturday, December 31st, 2011 in Los Angeles, California, USA.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Hey.
Hi, Master.
Everyone, let's make a toast to Master.
Happy Vegan New Year!
Please sit down, please sit down. Take a rest. You've been working all day. Yeah, sit down. Thank you. I cannot stand up because if I stand up, you won't see me. I try. Let's have a look. I want to stand up to greet you, but if I stand up, you only see my stomach. I did stand up. Yeah? Okay.
Yes, Master.
How are you guys? Good?
Yes.
Most beloved Master, we are so honored to be graced by your presence, Master, and you look so beautiful as always.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
We feel so incredibly blessed to be able to spend New Year's Eve with you. Thank you so much, Master, and Happy Vegan New Year.
Happy Vegan New Year to you and to all who are watching, to the world. Happy Vegan New Year.
Happy Vegan New Year, Master.
We try our best to contact you because my situation is not always favorable for this kind of conference and contact.
Yes, Master.
Okay. All right. Is there anything you want to say to me? Chocolate?
Yes, Master. Master, for the upcoming New Year 2012, may we respectfully invite you to share a message with our audience around the universe.
Oh, right. Okay, that's all you want, huh? Good, we do that. First of all, I want to wish all of you and the audience and the world a very, very happy, lucky, vegan New Year. And I think I have tried everything. I don't know if anything else I should say because I have said a lot already. It's not what I say, it's what we apply, huh? And it's not only what I say, it's also if anyone listen or not. But nevertheless, it's New Year and since you request, we say something. Okay?
Thank you, Master.
One more time, won't hurt. Buddha has already said everything. Buddha has tried his best to sacrifice everything for us. And Jesus gave up his life for the world, Guru Nanak, Mahavira, Prophet Muhammad, peace be on him, etc. So many masters, so many great saints and sages have told us everything already, New Year or Old Year.
Yes, Master.
It's not just a new year that we should be happy and celebrate, but we should start like a new resolution, a new lifestyle, if we haven't tried it in the past year. Every time new year, we should like make a vow to begin our new life. Everything that we don't like about the past year, from ourselves or from our environment, we should change, yeah? Mm. All the sages have told us already to live and let live, to love and love all beings at oneself. This is a time to begin to reflect whether we have done that love or not. The Buddha and Jesus and all the masters have told us to live a compassionate life. Yet when we commemorate Buddha's birth even at that day, many Buddhists still have lunch eating dead animal flesh. At Christmas, or often any prophet's birth celebration, many still do the same, killing and making suffering for humans and animals. Because humans misunderstood all the loving message of the masters, either knowingly or unknowingly. All other sages and saints have endured hardship, sacrificed all to remind us of a more compassionate way of life.
Vegetarianism and religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat. Because, at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra, Chapter 8. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious, thus delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra, Chapter 7.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats. But God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam, Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism, a true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism, and whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism, those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism, do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field, tract of the quiet way.
Tibetan Buddhism, the offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism, those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now. I hope in the new year, all of us try to vow to do the best as well, to follow their example, to repay their kindness, to save our lives and the lives of on the planet. It is our duty, actually, to do that.
Yes, Master.
Because you see, like, disaster happens everywhere nowadays. Every time you turn on any television, it's only about war, disaster, most of the time. It just breaks my heart to even watch TV. You see, we cannot say that, okay, in my area, in my country, there's no disaster. I celebrate New Year, nothing happened. It happens elsewhere. And you will always ask me, like everyone else would ask me, why it happened in Africa? Why it doesn't happen where I live? Yes, because we are all one. You see, the whole world community is connected with each other. So disaster doesn't necessarily break out in a particular place. It breaks out elsewhere or somewhere that is vulnerable, somewhere it has already some potential for disaster or vulnerable areas. For example, if you eat something not well, not good, then the pimple break out where? Break out where? Tell me. On your face, right?
Yes, Master.
It's not breaking out maybe in your stomach, or on your hand, or your mouth, because you keep putting the food in it, but it breaks out in your face, for example. Or if you have digestion problem in the stomach, it affects your brain, you have headache. Yeah?
Yes, Master.
So, yeah, that's right. Or even if a mother smoke while pregnant, the fetus inside her womb suffer from poor blood circulation, for example. Or when he's born, he has sometimes sudden infant death syndrome, as we all know very well. And if the parents are smoking in the house, the children sometimes have trouble. Even if he doesn't have too much trouble in the youth, after 50 years of age, he has trouble with his lung, his breathing system, etc. So the consequences is a long-term effect.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Tobacco use kills one person every 6 seconds. Smoking-related costs, $193 billion annually in the United States alone. Depression, light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful, causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure.
Cancer, mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer.
Lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis. Stroke, impotence.
Additional harms for exposure to secondhand smoke, 600,000 deaths worldwide each year.
Childhood arteriosclerosis, leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood.
Sudden infant death syndrome. More than 80% of the babies who die are exposed to secondhand smoke.
Infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries. Childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection. Cleft lip or palate. Hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys. Circulatory problems in women.
Lung damage in children leading to adult emphysema. Lung cancer in non-smoking restaurant servers. Hearing loss across all frequencies. Childhood behavioral problems when exposed while in the womb.
Plus more. For help quitting, please visit. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
So if we continue with the killing of men and animals, then disaster will break out elsewhere or somewhere or right where we live, personally affecting us, our family, or the surrounding or the neighborhood. Remember in the Bible the story of David the king. He forced the wife of one of his subordinates to become his wife and then killed the husband. And heaven punished disaster for his country. It is even stated that in the Bible. How many Christians would consider that as the law of cause and retribution? That is the law of cause and retribution. That is the what you sow, so shall you reap. So there's no need to say it's only Buddhist doctrine that say that. Or Jainism, or Sikhism, or Hinduism, or even Islam. All the prophets have told us to do good things, be good. But would we try now to follow their example? Since this may be the last time I have the chance to speak to all of the world audience via multi-channel television, and in this way, I might as well tell you all this. Because we are all one, so there's no differentiate where the problem will break out. So if somebody do some bad things here, the problem might break out elsewhere. So do not keep asking me why disaster happen in poor country. People in poor countries suffer more because it's vulnerable area. Just like your face is more sensitive. So if your digestion system are not good, you have pimples all over your face. Yeah, your face doesn't eat anything. Your face doesn't put anything on it. Just nice and nutritious cream or not. Even then, the pimples break out on your face because you don't have enough purity in the blood, because you have digestion problem, because you eat too many things that is not good, not constructive to your blood purity. Yeah? Okay?
Yes, Master.
And sometimes, yes, you eat something in your mouth, but your liver have problem. You see that?
Yes, Master.
And sometimes you just have a cut here, yeah? Or somebody have a cut here, but then he has infection elsewhere, yeah? It goes into his liver. He smoke here on his mouth, but his lung will have cancer. For example, like that, huh? And if he eat meat too much or too much fat and all that, the heart will have problem. It's because the whole body is one. The whole body is one. Similarly, the whole world is one. So disaster will happen here or will happen there, it's the same. It's the same. It's a warning for humanity. It is the consequences of the action that we took. I have also done my best all these years to try to remind everyone the same message, that we have to be loving and kind. Probably I have said more than enough what should be said. So it's up to everyone now to decide the course of their life, which is also linked to all others' lives and to the survival of this planet. I do pray at the New Year Eve that everyone choose the wise path of the saints and sages, which is love and respect for all beings on the planet, so that they themselves will also be loved and respected in heaven, now and hereafter. By the way, I'm thanking all of you who wrote to me about the change of your life, that you have turned back to your own self, glorious nature, original nature, which is loving kindness. I thank all of you who bettering your own life and in turn bettering the world by cleaning up society with your own example, by like quit smoking, stop gambling, refrain from intoxicants, choosing a vegan, helping others in any way you can, etc. I thank all of you for all that, the audience and the world people, the leaders and citizens of the world, all alike. I pray God to bless your sincere effort to be good and do good and continue in this noble way of life.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol: 2.5 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. 1 in 6 deaths on the road in the UK are caused by drunk driving. In Australia alone, 70% of adults are negatively impacted by another's drinking, with 43% affected by physical or verbal abuse. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' alcohol and drug use. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses: $186.4 billion US dollars in the United States. £2.41 million for prescription medications each year in England, UK, with overall health costs in the billions. Up to 210 to 665 billion US dollars globally. Disease: higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Linked to 20% of breast cancer cases. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Mental toxicity. Sleep pattern disturbance, including frequent awakening and reduced rest. Brain damage. Amnesia and dementia. Brain shrinkage. Organ failure. Heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes. Birth defects. Children afflicted by anxiety and depression. Mental retardation. Fetal alcohol syndrome. Stunted growth. Facial deformity. Sudden infant death syndrome. Miscarriage. Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
For this year, I did not have the heart to celebrate Christmas. While knowing again and again that billions of innocent animals of all kinds, from the sea to the forest, are massacred for this occasion. Jesus was a compassionate master, the Son of God, and we who follow Jesus should be the same. Also, there's so many turmoil in the world, just wouldn't help my heart to feel happy in any way. At Christmas time, I was in a mountain, very deep in the mountain. There was no water, no electricity there, and I meditated day and night. And before Christmas also, and after Christmas. It's just because at New Year, and I thought, okay, I go down to the city where there is a little facility to contact you, talk to you, maybe for the last time. I don't mean last time, but like when we're together like this. And also that I could talk to the whole world like this, maybe for the last time. And then we have to go into deep meditation, yes? We have talked enough, I mean, everyone are grown up and understood things. We don't have to talk a lot in order for people to understand. You see, it is a practice of the knowledge. It's not the talking much. Because anyone who has a caring heart would understand my message, even spoken ones. Because I cannot also bear all this suffering caused to humans and animals alike. You know very well.
Yes, Master.
So, and by the way, for the Supreme Master television staff around the world and in the headquarters there, I thank you all. It has been a privilege to be working with you all these years. And together, maybe we have caused a little good change in the world. Too little for us to celebrate anything. But for whatever little change we cause in the world, I thank heaven and all of your good effort. May God bless you forevermore.
Thank you, Master.
Also, thank you forever. I also congratulate those who have realized that life is not just about getting a diploma, getting a job, or getting married, be getting children, and then die. So, though this is what our system seems to emphasize and encourage everybody, but life does not start here, when we are born, or end, when we are dead. And enlightenment is only the beginning. Congratulations also to those brave and wise beings who float above all shackles and temptations, designated to ensnare the pure souls into physical, emotional, and mental slavery, to so much sorrow and trouble that they forget their true great self, forgetting to soar higher into the higher spiritual dimension, forget to go back home to their great original abode. Again, I tell you, enlightenment is only the beginning. The journey will continue, full of wonder, and miraculous encounter and discovery for those who truly want to know the miracle of life and the real love from the universe and from your heart. I take this opportunity to remind all fellow beings here and elsewhere in the universe to continue striving for noble ideas, lofty goal of peace and unconditional love. Even if you fail, please try again and again until you succeed. And succeed you will, sooner or later. The sooner the better. Because you will know things that you never thought you would know before when you uplift yourself into a higher spiritual understanding. You thought you know already everything. Some might think like that. No. Even I don't know everything yet. I mean, how much our brain can accumulate and can digest. You see, even if I know everything, I have to take out some that I need every day. I cannot sit here and say, now I know everything already. I cannot know everything at one go. You see, it's all in the store for us. We have to meditate deeply in order to realize the spiritual splendor and treasure that we have within ourselves, that lay dormant there, lie after life, unused, or very little used. I wish all of you good luck with a new star for betterment in New Year, and I embrace you all with my love and best wishes. I will continue to meditate and pray for us all. Love, love. You're welcome. Is there anything else? Yeah, I'm listening.
Master, we just wanted to express our gratitude for this extraordinary journey and for this gift to the planet that you've given us, and for this opportunity to work with you and to serve the world. Thank you for your love and patience and generosity and guidance through all the years.
On behalf of humankind, the animals, and all the beings on this planet, our deepest gratitude for your sacrifice, compassion, and wisdom. We sincerely pray that all of humankind will soon heed your words by choosing an animal-free diet and doing good deeds to save the planet.
From all of us here and with all viewers who are tuning into this live broadcast, Happy Vegan New Year, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Happy Vegan New Year to you and to all, and I love you very much. With all my heart. I love all with all my heart.
Thank you so much, Master.
Thank you, Master.
I see you sometime, okay? I mean you. The association members. Oh, by the way, please, all of us, at least our association members, please be more diligent in your spiritual practice. Forsake or else accept the necessary duties to your families and the world. Save time for meditation, for a world vegan, world peace. I love you all. Disciples and non-disciples, animals, trees, rocks, planet, I love you all. Love so much.
Thank you, Master.
So long, huh?
Bye, Master.
Thank you so much, Master.
Even if I don't see you again, you're all in my heart, okay? And in my meditation and in my prayers, okay? Love you.
We love you.
Love, love.
Hi, Master.
Bye.
Bye, Master.
Bye.
Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD